Jazz is synonymous with African American artists and culture. In Los Angeles, Leimert Park is the place to go for good jazz. This unique South LA neighborhood is the cultural center for African Americans in this city, and possibly the state. Fadila Sadullah has owned and operated a store on Degnan Boulevard in the heart of this community for over a decade.
I love Leimert Park.
He has seen his beloved area go through a lot of changes, including the Rodney King riots.
It was scary. A lot of violence, a lot of chaos.
Today, there are no signs of that violent time. On most afternoons, Fadil can be found on the sidewalk outside his store. His stands near his outside display of chess sets and African memorabilia and chats with friends. When you open the door to his small shop, called Africa by the Yard, the smell of incense assaults your nose. Inside is a mess of perfume bottles, small jewelry, and garments. The store specializes in West African fabrics and clothing. This is exactly the kind of store an African American cultural center should have. But Fadil worries that Leimert Park might soon stop being African American.
The last city councilman we had said that one of his goals was to make Leimert Park multicultural. The present councilman, former Chief Parks, that's also his ambition.
The problem with being multicultural?
Then we would lose the black identity of Leimert Park. And I think it's important that we keep this black identity. If you ask anybody in Chinatown, they'll tell you the same thing. I don't see the powers that be, city government or whatever, making efforts to make Chinatown multicultural.
Councilman Bernard Park's office and what Fadil calls the powers that be are located in City Hall. Its hallways are a good distance from Degnan Boulevard. David Roberts is the councilman's deputy for economic development.
Leimert Park Village has been a hub of artists and merchants for decades, but it hasn't hit that high point yet, and there's a real interest that it can be something special, something on par with a revitalization of Larchmont Village or Old Town Pasadena, or some people even reference 3rd Street in Santa Monica.
The 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica doesn't have a cultural identity, but it is a vibrant business center.
You go to Leimert Park on most nights now, it's almost like a ghost town, except for some of the jazz clubs and so forth. So we'd really like to see much more activity there.
On an average afternoon, there isn't much activity on Degnan Boulevard. According to Jeff Nugent, an economics professor at USC, outside investment is better than none.
It's better to have these people investing in the community, at least in the first round of buying property or buying businesses. So they're making at least an initial investment.
Today in Leimert Park, the outside investors are mostly Korean. Within a few blocks of Fadil's store, there is a Korean-owned dry cleaners, laundromat, auto shop, salon, and beauty supply store. The economic drawback to Korean-owned businesses is they tend to hire Koreans.
The Koreans have kind of a cultural network, and they tend to trust more people within their network, which is understandable also.
Fadila Sadula sees another drawback.
They don't see the need or feel the responsibility to reinvest a dime of the money that they make in this community. So what happens when you have people from outside the community making all of this money and not hiring black people and taking all of this money out of the community? You have a bad economic situation.
Laura Hendricks is president of the Leimert Park Village Merchants Association. She owns a store a few doors down from Fadil's. Her take on outsiders owning businesses?
We don't like that, but, you know, that's the way business is. And if we don't own the land, then we can't claim the land, and we don't have control. So what we have to do is own the land.
Easier said than done in a community that doesn't have much money. But Ms. Hendricks still has a goal in mind.
A village that where we can provide services for the African-American community, where people can come and be proud of what they see and have a feeling of belonging.
Pride is also at the heart of Fadil's desire to fight for his vision of Leimert Park.
I think it's important for the people that care to fight for it and to preserve it so that our children will see that we did something, that we made a mark.
His dream is to make a mark, but he sees his nightmare just as clearly in the story of 1950s Central Avenue.
Central Avenue was a very viable, historic business and cultural area here in Leimert Park. So now the old-timers, the people from that era, they sit around and they talk about, do you remember when all of that was going on Central Avenue? I don't want that same conversation to take place about Leimert Park.
For now, Leimert Park is still predominantly African-American, and it's still a cultural and art center, producing local jazz musicians like the one you're listening to right now. Valerie Barshak, Annenberg Radio News.